In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh, no. Game time.
Kevin Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Carrie from Warwick, Rhode Island.
Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning.
You know who is calls Warwick, Rhode Island home, Carrie?
Who?
It is our boss, Sal.
Hi, Sal.
Oh, that's...
Yes. That is the birthplace of hashtag Suck It Sal.
That's awesome.
I mean, he's moved on to greener pastures. He has an orchard in Connecticut now.
Yes, he does.
That's where it all started.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Carrie?
Yes, Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you. And she is gone now. She is in that soundproof studio and can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. One of Indiana Jones' fedoras from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom just sold for $437,000 at auction. Who plays the iconic character Harrison Ford? Oh, I just gave away the answer. Who plays the iconic character?
I actually knew that one.
Oh, okay. Well, give us the answer.
Harrison Ford.
There you just go. Kept reading.
I did. I don't know what I was thinking there. Question number two. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You just rose back up to number one on the charts for its 19th total week, which ties it with two other songs, A Bar Song Tipsy and Old Town Road, for the most of all time. Who sings those two other songs, A Bar Song Tipsy and Old Town Road?
A Bar Song Tipsy is Shaboozy. And Old Town Road, oh my gosh, I should know this, and I don't know that one.
All right, question number three. A fan caught Joe Jonas on camera struggling while trying to parallel park for 7 minutes on a busy New York City street.
That is nightmare fuel. I'm just driving away. Whatever it is, I'll get a new one. I couldn't do it.
New York City is the most populated city in the country. L.A. is number two. Which city comes in third?
Oh gosh, that's a great question. I'm gonna go with Boston.
Question number four. Kate Winslet is calling out the rise of weight loss drugs and its use in our culture, saying it's devastating and terrifying. Which of these three is not a well-known weight loss drug? Tremfya, Zepbound, or Ozempic?
Tremfya.
Question number five. Felicity Huffman, 63 today. She played Lynette on Desperate Housewives. What was the name of the street most of the show took place on?
I never watched that.
Oh, so good. Such garbage television and enjoyable. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Imagine trying to parallel park for 7 minutes and you have flop sweat and you turn to your left and you just see someone has been recording you the whole time.
Oh, my gosh. So funny. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Carrie got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, friend.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
One of Indiana Jones' fedoras from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom just sold for $437,000 at auction.
Nerds with money, let's go.
Who plays the iconic character?
Harrison Ford.
Tied at one. Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You just rose back up to number one on the charts for the 19th total week, which ties it with two other songs, a bar song Tipsy and Old Town Road for the most of all time. Who sings those two songs?
Old Town Road is Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus. And that's the other one?
A bar song Tipsy.
A bar song Tipsy is Shaboozy.
2-1. A fan caught Joe Jonas on camera struggling while trying to parallel park for 7 minutes on a busy street in New York City. New York City is the most populated city in the country, and LA is number two. Which city comes in third?
Chicago.
That is correct.
Houston is creeping up, though.
Right. Yep. Just leave. Your car's not going to fit, buddy. Move on.
You know how hard it is to get parking in Manhattan? You do what you got to do.
Well, he usually has someone driving him around, clearly, if he can't do it in 7 minutes.
Question number four. Kate Winslet is calling out the rise of weight loss drug use in our culture, saying it's devastating and terrifying. Which of these three is not a well-known weight loss drug? Tremfya, Zepbound, or Ozempic?
The first one.
What is Tremfya for, Dan?
I think psoriasis.
Oh, okay.
I just came to my head because I see the commercials all the time.
Yeah.
4-2, question number five. Felicity Huffman, 63 today. She played Lynette on Desperate Housewives. What was the name of the street most of the show took place on?
Wisteria Lane.
That is it, Wisteria Lane. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Carrie, you don't get the money. However, you did win yourself a $100 gift card to Stop and Shop. Tis the season for great savings. Stop and Shop is committed to helping shoppers save, stopping to check out their lower prices this holiday season. So you enjoy that gift card.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Carrie from Warwick, Rhode Island, and I can't beat Kennedy.
I think there's a statue to Sal out there.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at Subaru of New England. .com. Kennedy, please welcome Bob from Wilmington.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, Bob?
North Shore, Best Shore, right, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Cue.
People are saying you can Instacart pie stuffs to the studio.
Guys, we have two pies. Work with us.
There's problem solvers, Dan. All right, here we go, Bob. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you are going to score yourself $1,000 this morning. Kennedy has left the studio, so she can't hear your answers. She won't hear any of the questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie Kennedy, though, that's considered a loss for you and you don't get the cash. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
A list of the worst Christmas songs of all time include... New songs, The Christmas Shoes, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5, and in I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, where were they kissing?
Underneath the mistletoe.
Simon Helberg, 45 today, he played Howard Wolowitz on The Big Bang Theory, in the main friend group on The Big Bang Theory. Howard was the only one who wasn't a physicist or a doctor, and he was often mocked for it. What was Howard's job?
Astronaut.
Question number three. Trey Cool, 53 today, he's the drummer for Green Day. Name this Green Day song.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Name the song.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
The digital jukebox company TouchTunes released their end-of-the-year charts to show who's getting played the most in your local bars, and Chapel Roan was Artist of the Year. This singer got Album of the Year with the album I'm the Problem. Who are they?
Who's that?
I asked you first. All right, question number five. One of Will Ferrell's elf costumes just sold for $319,000 at auction. What is the name of the department store Buddy ends up working at in the movie where he meets his love interest, Jovi?
Is it Macy's?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Somebody has also asked if there will be Doritos in my pie. That's not a bad idea. I might have a few lying around. But decorate the pie with Doritos, Kennedy?
No.
Bob got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A list of the worst Christmas songs of all time includes new songs, The Christmas Shoes, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus by the Jackson 5 also, and I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, Where Were They Kissing?
Underneath the Mistletoe.
1-1. Simon Helberg, 45 today, played Howard Wolowitz on The Big Bang Theory. In the main friend group on Big Bang Theory, Howard was the only one who wasn't a physicist or a doctor, and he was often mocked for it. What did he do? What was his job?
Well, I know he was an astronaut at least once, but I know that wasn't his job. I don't remember.
He's an engineer, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. Tied at 1, question number 3. Trey Cool, 53 today. He's the drummer for Green Day. Name this Green Day song.
I walk a lonely road, the only one that I have ever known. Don't know where it goes, but it's only me and I walk alone.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams?
Tied at 2. The digital jukebox company TouchTunes released their end-of-year charts to show you who's getting played most at your favorite local bars, and Chapel Roan was Artist of the Year. This singer got Album of the Year with the album I'm the Problem. Who are they?
Morgan Wallen.
3-2. Question number 5. One of Will Ferrell's elf costumes just sold for $319,000 at auction. What is the name of the department store Buddy ends up working at in the movie where he meets his love interest, Jovi?
I don't know.
Gimbals, I'm told.
Gotcha.
Did not remember that one. Good question, Dan.
Thank you.
3-2 is the final score. Those were hard. You did good.
Thank you.
You did good. Bob, unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the $1,000, but you are not walking away empty-handed. We do have for you a pair of fourth-row tickets to go to Deck the Hall Ball December 13th at Aganis Arena. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. And please, if you're coming, bring us a toy. We need toys, Bob.
All right.
We're going to need about 4 toys for the fourth row.
Yeah, those are good seats. We'll see you there. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Bob from Wilmington, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
game time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love get back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Excuse me, I have pie in my throat.
Same.
Kennedy, say good morning to Ashley from Lynn.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Oh, Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, we've got five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100.
Kennedy's like the Pied Piper, and eight people just followed her.
Yeah, so we have a bunch of people in the studio that just watched all of that unfold, and they all followed her into the soundproof studio just to see if she is, in fact, not listening.
To see the magic happen.
Yes.
So I'm proud of you.
Well, thank you. Thank
we appreciate
you.
That.
Thank you, Ashley. So you know how this works. If you tie Kennedy, that's a loss for you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
I have pie in my ears, Dan. I can't hear it properly.
I know. We're just going to have to power through, bud.
Question number one. A doctor diagnosed the injuries that the Wet Bandits suffered during Home Alone and Home Alone 2 and figured out 23 of those injuries would have killed them.
Yeah.
Which famous actor played Harry, the ringleader of the Wet Bandits?
Ooh, Harry's mom. Do you know? No? But not Joe Pesci. The other one. Yeah, the tall guy. Yeah. Harry, oh God, I have no idea.
All right, question number two. 33 years ago today in 1992, international headlines were made when Prince Charles and Princess Diana announced their separation. Can you name their kids?
Oh, William and Harry.
Toto, Christopher Cross, and the Romantics are all touring together next summer. Where does Toto famously bless the rains? Question number four. Jeremy Allen White just got nominated for Best Actor by the Golden Globes for his role in a biopic about which music legend?
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, who's helping you out in the background, Ashley?
That's my mother, Shishi.
Shishi, the disco queen.
Put that on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Question number five. Sinners was nominated for Best Picture, while Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler got Best Actor and Best Director nods, respectively. Where does the movie take place?
Mom, you definitely saw that. You didn't see that?
It's a great film.
Is it Mississippi? Yeah, Mississippi? Oh, I don't know. Mississippi?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Dan, I'm going to allow it.
Yeah, I'll give it to him.
I'll give him that one. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
You got the whole crew that went in there with
you,
right?
I know, they did.
Mm. Okay, so Ashley, with an assist from her mom.
Shishi the Disco Queen.
Okay.
Don't you wish your nickname?
I want to hang out with Shishi the Disco Queen.
Right? So they got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh my gosh, well done, guys.
Yep.
Yay!
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number one. A doctor diagnosed the injuries that the Wet Bandits suffered during Home Alone and Home Alone 2 and figured out 23 of those injuries would have killed them. Which famous actor played Harry, the ringleader of the Wet Bandits?
Joe Pesci.
It was Joe Pesci. You talked yourself out of the answer.
Yeah, you're thinking of Daniel Stern, but he played Marv.
Question number two. 33 years ago today in 1992, international headlines were made when Prince Charles and Princess Diana announced their separation. Can you name their kids?
William and Harry.
2-1. Toto, Christopher Cross, and the Romantics are all touring together next summer.
Sign me up.
Where does Toto famously bless the rains?
Down in Africa.
Hi, bless the rains.
Thank you, Dan. I can't sing that. That song comes on. All I hear is you. Bless the rain.
3-2. Question number four. Jeremy Allen White just got nominated for Best Actor by the Golden Globes for his biopic about which music legend?
Bruce Springsteen.
4-3. Question number five. Sinners was nominated for Best Picture, while Michael B. Jordan and Ryan Coogler got Best Actor and Best Director nods, respectively. Where does the movie take place?
New Orleans?
Mississippi. The Mississippi Delta.
That's it.
4-4 is the final score. Vanilla Fields, apparently, was that lotion I was thinking about from the 90s, Kennedy. That's a good pull from the 203. Thank you for that.
The text line always knows.
They do.
They always know. So 4-4 is the final score, which means Kennedy gets the win, Ashley with the tie, but you're not walking away without a prize. We have a $100 gift card to the 99 restaurant. Here's to free popcorn, great food, and good times for everyone on your list. 99 restaurant gift cards, easy, fast, and always a hit. You got to love the nines.
You got to
love the nines.
Thank you, guys.
No, Ashley, thank you to you and Shishi, the disco queen, for calling in this morning.
And Kennedy, you look beautiful today. I love that green sweater.
Thank you, friend. I appreciate you.
I take it you were on the live?
Yeah.
I was on the live. Yes, I was.
Nothing
about
us.
You guys all look great as well, covered in your Cool Whip. Good color on you.
Yeah, it was a good color on us, Dan. You hear that? It
brings out my eyes.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Ashley from Lynn, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Crystal from Hollis.
Hello, good morning.
Hi.
I think, is your daughter there as well?
Yes.
What's your daughter's name?
Leonora.
Leonora. Good morning, Leonora.
Good morning.
All right. Good deal. Will you ladies get Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Leonora, you're 14, correct?
Yep.
So what, are you a freshman in high school?
Yeah.
It's 9:46.
She's homeschooled.
Oh, smart. Oh, she's a smart one then.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably already finished college at this point.
That'd be nice. Then she could start earning money and paying for me to take care of her.
All right, Kennedy's gone. She can't hear anything that is happening. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. You are going to score yourself $1,000 this morning. Crystal, are you ready?
Nope, but let's go.
Question number one. The 2026 FIFA World Cup is coming to Gillette Stadium, but they are requiring the Crafts to rename the stadium due to naming rights contracts. What will the stadium be called?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea.
That's all right. Question number two.
World Cup Stadium? I don't know.
Kate Winslet says this rapper, whose real name is Marshall Mathers, asked her to shave his butt when they did Saturday Night Live together. She declined. Who is he?
Eminem.
It's a wild ask. Shoot your shot, I guess, Dan? I don't know. It's a weird
I'm one. Sure there's a lot of people that would line up to shave Eminem's butt. She just wasn't one of them.
Question number three. This late night host just signed an extension with ABC that'll keep him on the air through 2027. Interesting, considering he was just suspended for insensitive jokes about Charlie Kirk's death. Who is he?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Question number four. Speaking of late night shows, Taylor Swift is doing The Late Show tomorrow.
Right.
Who hosts The Late Show?
Late Show. Oh, I'm going to go out on a limb and say Seth Meyers.
And question number five, this group is releasing a new box set this Friday for their acclaimed album, What's the Story, Morning Glory? Name the band.
You know that? What's the Story, Morning Glory? Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it's more your era, Crystal, than it is Lenora's.
Oh, more my era.
Yep.
What's the Story, Morning Glory? I don't know, Bon Jovi?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Lenora, how do you think your mom did?
Good, probably. Yeah, she has to say that.
If you want the rest of the car ride to go well.
Kennedy, Crystal got 2 out of 5.
All right, well done.
Oh, no.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
If I sneeze during the middle of this, I apologize. I have whipped cream in my nose.
It's all right.
Question number one. The 2026 FIFA World Cup is coming to Gillette Stadium, but they are requiring the Crafts to rename the stadium due to the naming rights contracts. What will the stadium be called?
Boston Stadium.
I saw a story yesterday, Kennedy, because we were talking about, obviously, how far the stadium is from Boston and how shocking it's going to be for everybody.
Yeah, it's a whole big lie is what it is.
Considering all the other stadiums and where they are in relation to what city they're calling it, ours is not that bad. The one in San Francisco is an hour from San Francisco, and the one in Dallas is like 45 minutes or an hour from Dallas. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
All right, then.
1-0, question number two. Kate Winslet says this rapper, whose real name is Marshall Mathers, asked her to shave his butt when they did Saturday Night Live together. She declined. Who is he?
Eminem.
Very weird. Was there a segment where they were going to be showing his butt?
I don't know.
That it had to be clean,
seems
clean
really,
shaven?
Really strange thing to ask someone who's not like a close personal friend. Mm. What do I know?
Would you shave your close personal friend's butts?
If they asked me to? Well, what? What are they wearing? Does it need to get, you know? We're here for each other.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Learn something new about Kennedy every day.
I'm here for my friends. What can I tell you?
I feel like this would be a good wager for 2026 in North Shore versus South Shore.
I said...
Why, so we can lose again?
You don't want that.
2-1, question number three. This late night host just signed an extension with ABC that'll keep him on the air through 2027. Interesting, considering he was just suspended for insensitive jokes about Charlie Kirk's death. Who is he?
Jimmy Kimmel?
3-2. Question number four. Speaking of late night shows, Taylor Swift is doing The Late Show tomorrow night. Who hosts The Late Show?
Jimmy Fallon? Stephen Colbert.
That's the one.
3-2. Question number five. This group is releasing a new box set this Friday for their acclaimed album, What's the Story, Morning Glory? Name the band.
Weezer?
Oasis.
Oasis.
Yeah, that was the big one. That was the big one. Put them on the map.
Not a fan.
3-2 is the final score. Nice work, Kennedy. Crystal, unfortunately, you don't get the win. You don't get the $1,000 this morning. And Leonora's stuck in your house for the next few years. Sorry. We appreciate you calling in to play this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Crystal from Hollis, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Leonora.
Bye.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.